This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Emily is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named John. So we'll talk to her about her date, and in a few minutes we'll call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But before we get into things, Emily, how long has it been since you heard from John?
It's been a couple of days now, and, you know, I'm like 3 days, and I'm a little worried about it, because we were talking for, you know, every day up until the date.
The energy shifted.
We met on an app.
Okay.
Right? But we'd been chatting for about 4 or 5 days before the date. So every day, good morning, you know, good night, hope you have a good day, a little flirtatious. And, you know, then all of a sudden, like, we went on the date and everything, and I thought we had a great time, and then he's just ghosting me. So, you know, I don't know what's up, like, with all of it, so...
Well, tell us a little bit more about your date.
I thought we had a really good time. You know, we met up for dinner. We went and got some Italian food because we both liked Italian. We laughed. We talked. Like, I mean, it seemed like forever. We were sharing wine. We even stayed for dessert. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we decided to go over to John's house. And he was, you know, really close by. So we're like, hey, let's just continue on, like, over at your house. So we got an Uber. We were making out the whole time in the Uber until we got to this place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were, you know, having an instant connection. We were talking about all sorts of things, you know, like very passionate conversations. The hookup was really hot. Like, we had a dang good time in bed. You know, the chemistry for me, like, I thought we were, like, off the charts, and I just thought that there was really something there.
Okay.
So I'm so confused. Like, I haven't been sleeping well. Like, So here's the part that I'm really concerned about. Okay.
Okay.
So while we were there and we were hanging out at his house, he's like pouring another glass of wine, and I'm in the hallway and I was looking at all the pictures of his family and, you know, friends and stuff that he has in the hallway. So, like, I'm not 100% sure if he figured out, but I was, you know, looking at the things and I was a little tipsy. So I touched one of the frames to look at it, accidentally knocked it, and just the corner of it broke a little bit.
Oh.
And I managed to, like, put it right back on the wall and didn't, you know, see. And I don't know, maybe he saw it and then maybe he, like, blamed, like, I don't know. We were just kind of, like, in the moment, and I was like, I'll explain it later. And that's the only thing that I can think of that would have, like, set off, you know, and again, it's just like a little cracked corner of a picture frame. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but that's the only thing I can think of that maybe something went wrong, or maybe he just wasn't okay. Maybe he found out and got mad later. I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, let's be honest. If somebody leaves your house and you find something broken and they didn't say anything about it,
mm-hmm.
that is going to make you feel kind of like,
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, like, why didn't they at least tell me?
But then I can see why Emily wouldn't apologize now, because if you didn't see it, then that would suck.
I mean, so like I had to go to work the next morning. So after everything, I kind of like snuck out a little early so I could get back to my place and get showered and get ready. Mm-hmm. I sent him a message saying thank you. And he hearted the message and everything that day. And then that night I sent him a picture of myself in a bathtub with, you know, like all the bubbles, a little kissy face and nothing. Like, he didn't respond at all. Now it's the third day.
Interesting.
I'm like, what? Like, what?
Okay. Was it like too hot, too fast? They hooked up and the hot pictures? I don't know. Jubal.
I mean, I don't know. It wasn't reviewing. It was just, you know, bubbles were covering everything. But it was, I mean, after what we just did, he saw everything anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that most guys would mind that. You know, but maybe. I don't know. We'll try to figure it out for you, though. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date, okay?
That'd be awesome, because I'm so confused right now.
Try not to break any picture frames in the meantime.
Yeah.
Right back.
Right. Is that anything?
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Emily is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a guy named John. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Emily, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Okay, so we had a great date. We had lots of wine and then we went back to his place and I thought it was going great. I might have accidentally knocked a picture frame off the wall and then put it back. But I don't think that explains why he completely ghosted me for 3 days now. I have no idea what happened.
Let's see if we can figure it out for you, okay? We're going to call him right now. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to John, please?
This is John.
Hey, John, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, John. My name's Nina. I'm on the show with Jubes.
How are you?
How you doing? I'm good.
Do you listen to the show ever?
Yeah, I've listened to the show.
Oh, great. Then so do you know the first date follow-ups then?
Yeah, I've heard a couple of those.
Well, guess what, John?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yes.
Okay.
You're ghosting somebody, and they emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone to ask why you're ghosting them. You have any idea who that might be?
I think so. Yeah, I think I know where this is going.
Who do you think it might be?
Is it Emily?
Yes, it is Emily.
I knew it.
Can you tell us why you're ghosting Emily? Do you mind?
No, I'll tell you. I mean, honestly, we went on this date and she was just so combative. I don't know how to put it. I'm just trying to find the words.
In like what way?
Well, I mean, the day was cool, like itself, you know, we were having fun and honestly, the hookup was pretty hot too. But like, as far as our personalities, I don't know if we're quite compatible, you know, in the long term. I mean, here's the sticking point, right? At one point during the date, I was just telling her how my buddy won a ton of money at the horse track, you know, and I was just sharing the story and she went off. She just, I don't know, she got really upset.
What'd she go off about?
Well, she has strong beliefs against horse racing. She's like, thinks it's cruel to the animals, and she went on and on. And you know what? I understand that. I'm not, you know, going to try to convince her otherwise or tell her, you know, I agree to an extent, you know, I understand. Oh. But like, not that much. I mean, like, not like, hey, let's ruin the date over it level, you know, it was like, okay, you know.
Well, like, how upset did she get?
She was so upset and she couldn't talk about anything else. It was all we were allowed to talk about. And I was, you know, trying to steer the conversation away. And she would just, another thing about it, you know, do you understand how, you know, and she kept like steering it back to the horses and the cruelty towards the horses. And I'm like, oh my God, this is turning into a huge thing now.
So it was a huge passion point for her.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, like, I was like, I don't know what to do. This is just not fun. And I like just ordered another bottle of wine. Like, this is my only answer. And I ordered another bottle of wine. And, you know, I was just trying to calm her down. And, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm like, you were beautiful, you know, what she did. And, you know, like she started to calm down for a second. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I think we might hook up tonight. Like things are kind of leading towards that. So let's just kind of have fun. And we went back to my place and we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. So you still, even though you were like over it before you even got to your place, you still were like down to hook up.
He was like, it's the passion for me.
I guess
okay,
so.
So that's why you were ghosting me? Are you kidding me? Like, that's just the reason?
I knew this was going to happen. I was like waiting for this moment. You're going to just ambush me. But yeah,
the horse racing is so cool.
But like,
it's just a fact, and I don't think it's fair to hold the truth against me. Like, and then you just wanted to hook up, and that's it. Like, so you knew that before?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I was hoping maybe. Like, you even brought it up later on again. Like, you kept talking about it. I just don't understand why all conversations have to lead back to horse racing. I understand it's a, you know, you're upset about it, but
I mean, it's something I'm passionate about because I have firsthand experience and knowledge of how it, but also a little tipsy. So maybe I was extra opinionated, but still, like, it's completely fact. And that's just, I can't believe that is what set you off. And I wasn't combative about it.
Yeah, I mean, you were. I mean, I started wondering if you were maybe raised by horses, you know, and that's why you were sympathetic to them or something.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding, but still.
I just really can't believe it was a lot of that you're sticking with.
I was, like, thinking maybe you're OCD or something, and you know, you're just obsessed about topics or something. I just kind of, like, it was a window into the future, and I just didn't want to be a part of that. I was like, is this going to be what it's like when you hit these points that you can't give up a topic, like you won't let it go? I'm like, if you know, it was more than the horses.
I mean, Emily, really, as you listen to this, it's probably better if somebody that's not going to be able to engage in your passion or takes it as being combative when you're just sharing your thoughts, as long as you're not attacking the person. Maybe there is
no, and
disconnect.
I wasn't attacking him at all, but I completely agree. If he can't even have a passionate conversation about something that I believe strongly in, and he perceives it that I'm being combative because they're, you know, literally putting horses down after they don't race as well.
Okay.
Just kill them. It's fine, you know, but whatever. So I, you know, definitely don't think that I would be wanting to go on a second date anyway.
Are you sure, Emily? Because we'll ask John. John, would you like to go on a second date with Emily? We'll pay for it.
I mean, you want to go to the racetrack?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is it too soon?
Absolutely not.
No, yeah.
You know what? I was really worried about it, and I'm glad I broke your picture frame. You deserve that. Wait, absolutely.
What? What are you...
Yeah, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.